This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, October 2. God's word for you today is 2 of 5. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 5, verse 6, and it says, "When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, 'Do you want to get well?'" This is the same question God is putting before us today. Do you want to get well? Would you be made whole? In your physical health, do you want to see metamorphosis for good? That is God's question to you. It is one thing to like the idea of a healthy life, but it is another thing to actually want a healthy life. Do you want a healthy life? If you do, then pay attention to these five things: eat, move, care, sleep, repeat. Managing your physical health is a spiritual discipline, and prove that you are spiritually disciplined. Number one, eat. Eat more. Eat more of the right things. Eat more at the right time. Eat less junk, the things you know are not healthy. In fact, eradicate it. It has been said that you are what you eat. Do you want a healthy life? Check the things you are eating. I am referring to physical food here, not spiritual things. Check what you eat. If your metabolism is not high, then do not eat heavy food at 10 o'clock at night. If you want to be healthy, check what you eat. Eat the right things. Number two, move. If you want to be healthy, move. Someone said, and I agree, that the human body was designed to move. So, if you do not have an active life, you are asking for trouble. You need to create movement in your life. You need to create movement in your body. Start exercising. Even if you start small, but just start. You can start with 5 minutes a day and gradually increase it to 10, 15, or 30 minutes a day. It is non-negotiable. And when I say exercise, I am not talking about doing the extreme. Just exercise and keep your body moving and healthy. Keep moving. I read an article from Harvard Medical School, and it stated that regular exercise helps to ward off nearly every degenerative disease, including cognitive decline. You may be saying, "I hear you, Pastor, but show me in the Bible where Jesus exercised." Jesus did not exercise, but Jesus did not have a car either. Jesus would walk from Samaria to Judea. Do you know how long that distance is? For some of us, the distance between our homes and the neighborhood supermarket is less than 10 kilometers, but we still would not even want to walk. Imagine if you choose to walk to the supermarket every time you need to get something. Some of us can actually walk to work because the office is less than 10 kilometers from our house, or perhaps cycle to the supermarket and to the office. Just do something. Jesus did not need to exercise because he was always active. He walked so much. He walked on water. Let us pray. Father, empower me to be more deliberate about planning my eating and exercising, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.